Dozens of people packed into a large community room at Plano's Haggard Library on Wednesday. The crowd even spilled over into the adjacent foyer. It was a sizable turnout for the press conference held by a group called Plano Citizens United. It, along with local pastors and public figures, want to repeal a city ordinance that primarily prohibits businesses from turning away gay, lesbian, and transgender people. The city council passed the measure last month in a 5-3 vote.
The Plano ordinance is unlawful and unconstitutional.
Jeff Mateer is one of the leaders of the petition drive. He's an attorney with an advocacy group called the Liberty Institute. He argues the ordinance forces citizens and businesses to forfeit religious liberty.
For example, I think we can look in other areas of the country where we've seen ordinances like this be used to put wedding chapels out of business, to put bakers out of business, to put florists out of business, who are being told that in order to comply with a law, they have to violate their religious beliefs concerning marriage.
Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselliere says that's not happening. He points out hundreds of cities across the country, including Dallas and Fort Worth, that have similar measures already in place. And in Plano, he's confident there's no turning back.
The debate is over. Plano is against discrimination, bullying, and hate mongering. A city of excellence reflects the rights of everyone and discriminates against no one. The ordinance is fair, it's legal, and it's constitutional.
He says rumors about the ordinance have led to numerous misconceptions. For instance, the measure does not regulate public restrooms, it exempts religious organizations, and it does not criminalize religious beliefs. Joe Riggs showed up at the opponent's press conference to voice his support for the ordinance. Riggs is gay, married, and the father of two. He says the measure is necessary, looking back at his own wedding.
We actually did have our first cake maker end up refusing services. Our wedding coordinator ended up saying they'll never do business with that person again simply because she didn't believe in that we should be discriminated against.
Laura Tynes has lived in Plano for nearly 40 years and opposes the ordinance.
I have 18 grandchildren and one great-grandchild. I want them to live in the kind of world that I was able to live in and not be fettered at every turn by the government.
The Plano Citizens United petition needs 3,800 signatures by January 20th. If that happens, the city council would have two options: repeal the ordinance or take it to a public vote. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.